USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hurricane Dorian crossed through the northern Caribbean, sparing the U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico. The power authority in Puerto Rico reports they didn't lose power during the storm. The storm is moving toward the southeastern U.S. Forecasters anticipate it will turn and hit Florida in the next few days. Richard Pasch with the National Hurricane Center says high winds could cause widespread damage.
It's headed northwest right now, which is not toward the Florida Peninsula, but we anticipate that it's going to turn to the west-northwest, which would then have it heading toward the Florida Peninsula.
Florida's governor has already declared a state of emergency. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is the sixth Democrat to leave the 2020 presidential race. She made her announcement with a video on Twitter. She says she'll soon announce an endorsement of another Democratic candidate. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
The word withdrawal is not on the mind of the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, even as the U.S. and Taliban forces appear close to a deal to end the 18-year war in Afghanistan. General Joseph Dunford says that's premature.
We're going to make sure that Afghanistan is not a sanctuary, and we're going to try to have an effort to bring peace and stability to Afghanistan.
Dunford made his comments at a rare Pentagon briefing where he was pressed to discuss details of a possible U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. But Dunford says, first,
the president and the secretary have been quite clear to me that as this progresses, we're going to ensure that our counterterrorism objectives are addressed.
President Trump is apparently anxious to complete hundreds of miles of his southern border wall ahead of the 2020 election. The Washington Post report indicates the president has directed officials to blow past any environmental regulations and, if necessary, take the land needed by eminent domain. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The results of the latest news cable ratings remain unchanged. USA's Chris Barnes takes a look.
Fox remains the most watched basic cable network in total day and has been now for 38 consecutive months. It makes Fox the top cable news network in total viewers for the 212th consecutive month. The 2019 Democratic presidential primary debates in late July gave CNN a bit of an August ratings boost, but MSNBC continues to deliver larger total audiences than CNN across multiple day parts. And back to Fox, host Tucker Carlson has lost advertisers after recent controversial comments dismissing white supremacy, but the controversy has not significantly affected his ratings. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Louisiana couple is crediting the imagination of their grandchildren for helping land them in the Guinness Book of World Records. The story from WWL reporter Dave Cohen.
This massive grapefruit is over 28 inches in circumference, nearly as big around as a basketball. How did they get it so big?
Having a grapefruit imagination tree and a fairy garden at the base of the tree, I think that's the secret. So
we did nothing special to grow grapefruit.
Mary Beth and Doug Meyer grew it in suburban New Orleans. Now they're in the Guinness Book of World Records with the largest grapefruit ever. Dave Cohen, New Orleans.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.